Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Blues are having their Puck Cancer event coming up April 5th at the Centene Community Center, and there are going to be myriad stars and hockey Illuminati there. And among those that are going to join us are Tony Granato, former great NHL player, NHL coach. He was the coach of the U.S. Olympic team in 2018 and joins us now on the Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. And Tony is dealing with cancer as well. He was diagnosed last year with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Tony, first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
And how are you feeling? How's your battle going?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I feel pretty good today. Yesterday was the start of my chemo week, so I got a pretty heavy week of medicine this week. But this is my final week of my 18-week first cycle of treatments. Once I finish this, I'll get a few weeks break, which will give me time to come to St. Louis for the big event, and then I begin some radiation after that. Mm.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us. How did you get involved with this Puck Cancer event? It seems like you're very close with Chaser.
That would be the connection right there. So Chaser, similar times we got diagnosed with the cancer, and you know, I was getting ready to contact him because I knew I was going through some stuff that was going to lead to cancer. His announcement came out a little bit earlier, so I got a hold of him on the day I officially knew what kind of cancer I had and the day I knew I was going for treatment. So we've been in touch quite a bit over the past few months, kind of encouraging each other. He's a great guy to have on your team, I'll tell you that. So we've got to gone through this together. Some of the days are tough. Some of the days you need a buddy to call you up and cheer you up. And when you're dealing with something that one of your friends is dealing with at the same time, I think it's a really good way to kind of help each other through it.
Now, I want to go back to the playing days for you two, because I assume that you guys played against each other, but not at the same time together. Is there any stories about when you guys played against each other?
Oh, yeah. There's some good ones. You guys know the name Stefan Matteau. He's Matteau after he scored his goal for the Rangers there to help them win the Stanley Cup. Steph was on my team. We were playing in St. Louis, and for some reason the game was getting a little wacky. And I'm lined up on a face-off right in front of our bench against Tony Twist. Chaser's lined up against Stefan Matteau, my winger. And I do something stupid against Tony Twist, which starts a 5-on-5 fight. And Steph's over there by himself with Chaser for about 3 minutes, and Chaser just dragged him around the rink and pounded him. So at the end of the game, Steph was going, "What the heck did you start that for? I just got my ass kicked by Chaser for 5 minutes because you were fooling around with Twist." So Chaser owes an apology to Steph, and Steph laughs at me every time he sees me now. So that's my one on-ice incident that I remember with Chaser. Don't screw around with Chaser or anybody else, or your teammates are going to get mad at you. That's it.
It's great to have former NHL player coach Tony Granato to promote Puck Cancer. And Tony, I got to ask you, as a coach, motivator, mentor, what would you say to others right now that are listening and battling through what you're going through or those battling cancer?
Earlier, I think having a great support, my family, and my brother Donnie has gone through it. Other family members have gone through different cancer treatments along the way. You need a team behind you because there are days that become tough. There are things that are going to happen during the treatment that aren't very friendly that you have to understand that that's just part of understanding that good days are going to follow the bad days if you stay with it. So I think that having a support team, understanding that little texts and messages and notes and little things that arrive at your front door with a little message on it are very encouraging and give you something to smile about during some dark days. So So I think that that's really important. So don't think you should do this alone, and don't think it's, you're taking anything away from other people, because I think other people and friends and family love to be there with you through it. So I think that would be one. And then the thing that is also encouraging, going to the hospitals, for your treatments, and seeing your nurses and your doctors and all of the people there that are doing everything they can on their end to help you through it. Be appreciative of the support from the medical people that are part of it.
Tony Granato with us on 101 ESPN. And Tony, I want to have you tell us a story about one of the most unique coaching situations ever. When Joel Quenneville took over for you in Colorado, but you stayed on as an assistant. Tell us how that unfolded. You must have a tremendous amount of respect for Q.
Oh, absolutely. Q, first of all, I got kind of thrown into it in a quick way. I was only behind the bench for 3 months after retiring, and there was a coaching change. Bob Hartley was removed from his position in Colorado, and I was an assistant there, and I was asked to jump in. I did for a year and a half. I had, so we had Sackick and Forsberg and Blake and Foote and Patty Waugh there. So we had a great team. We finished 2 years in a row. We won the division. But then, we didn't win in the playoffs. So we thought, Pierre Lacroix, the GM at the time, thought that this would be a good thing that Joel was available to bring him on. And ultimately he said, hey, Joel, Tony's here. If you think he would be the right fit for you as an assistant, let's keep him on. If not, and you want to bring someone else in, that's okay, too. And I was good with that, too. I didn't want to be forced down his throat to say, hey, Joel, you got to have Tony on your staff. So we had a good 3 or 4 months together because of the lockout that year. The families connected right away. Joel and I connected right away. Donnie, my brother, had worked for Joel previously, so I had known Q. My brother-in-law, Ray, had played with Joel. So I had a ton of respect for Joel prior to having our first time coaching together, and I thought it was a really good partnership as far as the transition went for helping him through some stuff, and obviously me learning a lot from him. So Q's a tremendous man, a great friend, hopefully we will see him on a bench sometime soon again.
And he's going to be here for the event on April 5th, so you'll have an opportunity to connect with him here in St. Louis. Apparently he's going to be assistant for Brett Hull, head coach Brett Hull.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good. That's a heck of a lineup that's coming into town. And again, that's kind of what we were talking about earlier about, rallying with people. And, I would assume, Chaser's a tremendous recruiter and social butterfly, whatever you want to call him. He probably was on the phone in someone's, and he probably said, hey, Birch, can you come in? Hey, Butch, can you come in? Hey, Q, can you come in? And within 3 seconds, those guys were booking their flight to get in. So it's just the hockey world's a wonderful world filled of great people. And when people need each other, they're there for each other. And that kind of sums up what this event will be. It's about people coming together to try to accomplish something and help other people out. And I think there'll be a lot of people that have dealt with cancer, whether it be themselves or family members, that will be able to really bring everybody together to kind of celebrate hopefully positive things that happened in their lives with the cancer and again in the future. I mean, unfortunately, this disease isn't going away, and it's going to happen to other people that are going to have to be prepared to deal with it themselves or with their family members or friends. And this is kind of a good way to kind of help people out.
Hey, Tony, we are rooting so hard for you, and our prayers are with you. We can't wait to see you here in town at the Centene Ice Center on April 5th, and we'll come up and introduce ourselves. Thanks so much for the time this morning, and best of luck.
Please do, and you guys do a wonderful job, too, of promoting events like this and taking care of the Blues and your other great sports teams there in St. Louis. So great. Thanks for being great support of all of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Tony Granato with us on 101 ESPN.
Do you know the best way to get tickets, Randy? Do you have that?
Ticketmaster.
Okay, Ticketmaster.
Go to Ticketmaster and do a search for Puck Cancer. And if you just go to stlblues.com on the right side on the main page of stlblues.com, just go to their news stories and they have a story about the Puck Cancer event with a link to get tickets.
Isn't this a testament to the hockey community and how it comes together?
It's amazing.
I mean,
there aren't many sports, I don't know if there's any, that could get this amount of people together in a short amount of time. And it's not just guys that played in the NHL. We're talking about some of the biggest names in the history of this sport to come together. And it's a credit to Chaser. It's a credit to the Blues and really a credit to hockey in general and what it means here in St. Louis. It's great. Should be a great time.
Yeah, the Blues alumni are fantastic and the way that they support each other. And he's not wrong. Just looking at everybody who's coming to this, this is a great lineup. And you're even going to have some country music stars who are going to be coming to town for
Garth
this.
Garth Brooks is going to be
That's
here.
That's pretty big.
As an assistant coach to Sean Payton. Sean Payton, let's get him. Let's get him on the air.
Okay.
We can ask him about Russell Wilson. Yeah,
First question, Russell Wilson, yes.
Back to your point. Yeah. The soft one, Brooke, soft question, then go to the hard one.
How are things? Right. Yep. Second question, so about Russell Wilson.
Pat and Pop.
Then another soft one then. So Greg Williams, your thoughts on him as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, there you go.
Brett Hull, Mark Bergevin, Garth Butcher, Dirks Bentley, Chris Butler, Jim Campbell, Paul Cavallini, Blake Dunlop, Good Brian Lord. Elliott. Got to say hi to Moose, Nelson Emerson, Bob Hess, Barrett Jackman, Cam Jansen, Mike Keane, Darren Kimball, Neil Komodowski, Jamal Mayers, Chris McAlpine, Andy McDonald, Scott Mellenby, Brendan Morrow, Trevor Rosen of Old Dominion, Brendan Shanahan, Tony Twist, Scotty Upshaw, Doug Waite, John Wensink, Rick Zombo and Mike Zook, and then from the rest of the NHL, you've got Eddie Belfour. He's going to slam his stick over the crossbar. You know that's going to happen. Jesse Bullerice, Brian Boyle, Adam Burrish, Chris Chelios, Dave Coulier, Michael Garnett, Cammy Granato, Adam Graves, Stu Grimson, Adam Hall, Glenn Healy, Jamie Huscroft, Chris Joseph, Paul Kelly, Trevor Lewis, Kevin McGuire, Ryan Malone, Brad Marsh, Wendy McCreary, Jim McKenzie, Craig Nienhaus, George Peros, Ben Scrivens, Craig Simpson, Sheldon Soiree, D.B. Sweeney, he was on with BK and Ferrario the other day, Brian Trottier, Troy Volhoffer, and more.
Enough sweaters to go around?
I think they'll find
Good
it.
Lord. Okay.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of people coming in.